The first reading is a reading from the first letter of St. John. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is of God, and everyone who loves is begotten by God and knows God. Whoever is without love does not know God, for God is love. In this way, the love of God was revealed to us. God sent his only begotten Son into the world so that we might have life through him. And this is love. Not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as expiation for our sins. Beloved, if God has loved us so, we must love one another. No one has ever seen God, yet if we love one another, God remains in us, and his love is brought to perfection within us. This is how we know that we remain in him and he in us, that he has given us his Spirit. Moreover, we have seen and testified that the Father sent his Son as Savior of the world. Whoever acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God remains in him and he in God. We have come to know and to believe in the love God has for us. God is love, and whoever remains in love remains in God and God in him. The word of the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. I will bless the Lord at all times. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall ever be in my mouth. Let my soul glory in the Lord. The lowly will hear me and be glad. I will bless the Lord at all times. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us together extol his name. I sought the Lord and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. I will bless the Lord at all times. Look to him that you may be radiant with joy, and your faces may not blush with shame. When the poor one called out, the Lord heard, and from all his distress he saved him. I will bless the Lord at all times. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. Taste and see how good the Lord is. Blessed the man who takes refuge in him. I will bless the Lord at all times. Fear of the Lord, you holy ones, you not is lacking for those who fear him. The great grow poor and hungry, but those who seek the Lord want for no good thing. I will bless the Lord at all times. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them about their brother, Lazarus, who had died. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him, but Mary sat at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise." Martha said to him, "I know he will rise in the resurrection of the last day." And Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And anyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord. I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world." The Gospel of the Lord. And today we celebrate the feast of St. Martha. We all know Martha. Martha, Martha, you are busy about many things. Only one is required. We hear it again and again to put Martha down. Whereas Martha is a great saint. And she's a great saint because of her faith. You know, when Jesus asks her, I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone who believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? She cries out, yes. This is the core proclamation of the gospel. Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the resurrection and that you will live forever because he lives forever? That's the core. That's why we do what we do. It's not a moral code. Oh, these Christians are great moral people. That's how we express our faith. But it's a belief that Christ lives, he's not dead, and we will live with him forever because he is the resurrection. So the core of our faith is faith, that we believe these things. And then we express that, as we heard in the first reading, by love of others. That's what Martha did. She served Jesus, she served others. And again, today in the office of reading, St. Augustine says, you know, some people complain because we're no longer in the time of Jesus. He said, you have nothing to complain about, because he said, whatever you do to the least of my brothers or sisters, you do to me. Jesus is all around you. Look at him, serve him, love him. Oh. So today, God calls us to two things. One, faith, and two, love. Let's do them both and please our God. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Amen.